Part 1. Now look at the instructions for Part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. One. What will the girl eat?
What do you want to have for lunch, Sue? Shall we have a bowl of that carrot soup?
I don't like vegetables very much. The pizza looks good.
I think I'll have a sandwich. Pizza isn't very healthy.
You're right. I'll have the same as you.
Now listen again.
What do you want to have for lunch, Sue? Shall we have a bowl of that carrot soup?
I don't like vegetables very much. The pizza looks good.
I think I'll have a sandwich. Pizza isn't very healthy.
You're right. I'll have the same as you.
Two. What sport does the boy want to do?
Are you doing karate this year?
I'd like to, but the training is on Monday, when I have my piano class.
That's a pity. Why don't you try horse riding?
I think that's a bit dangerous. You might fall off. I think I'll just play football again like last year.
Now listen again.
Are you doing karate this year?
I'd like to, but the training is on Monday, when I have my piano class.
That's a pity. Why don't you try horse riding?
I think that's a bit dangerous. You might fall off. I think I'll just play football again like last year.
Three. What is the girl going to buy? Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for some trousers to go with this blouse I'm wearing.
Well, these trousers are very popular at the moment. They look good with this jumper, too.
No thanks, I don't need a jumper. How much are they?
Now listen again. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for some trousers to go with this blouse I'm wearing.
Well, these trousers are very popular at the moment. They look good with this jumper, too.
No thanks, I don't need a jumper. How much are they?
Four. What will Nancy do?
Is Nancy coming to your party?
Unfortunately, she can't come. She's got to go to the hospital.
Oh no, what's wrong? Has she had an accident?
No, she's fine. She's visiting her uncle who's unwell.
That's a pity. Nancy loves seeing her old friends.
Now listen again.
Is Nancy coming to your party?
Unfortunately, she can't come. She's got to go to the hospital.
Oh no, what's wrong? Has she had an accident?
No, she's fine. She's visiting her uncle who's unwell.
That's a pity. Nancy loves seeing her old friends.
Five. Where are the girl's glasses?
Mum, have you seen my glasses? They aren't on the bookshelf.
No, you didn't leave them there. They were on the kitchen table, but they were in the way, so I moved them. They're in the drawer now.
Oh, right. Yes, got them.
Now, listen again.
Mum, have you seen my glasses? They aren't on the bookshelf.
No, you didn't leave them there. They were on the kitchen table, but they were in the way, so I moved them. They're in the drawer now.
Oh, right. Yes. Got them.
That is the end of Part 1. Part 2. Now look at Part 2. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling some boys and girls about a photo competition.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to tell you about this year's photo competition. As you know, last year's photos were about travel. This year, however, students have to take pictures about nature. You can choose to take a photo of animals or plants and send it to the school office from July the 23rd to the 28th. The competition will be on the last Tuesday of July. The students who want to take part in the competition must send two photos, but only one will be chosen. The winners will receive an email message before the competition day. There will be three prizes. The third prize is a cap. The second prize is a t-shirt. And the winner of this year's competition will get a backpack. Remember to tell your family and friends that the photo exhibition will be on the fourth floor of the school. Now, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer all of them.
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to tell you about this year's photo competition. As you know, last year's photos were about travel. This year, however, students have to take pictures about nature. You can choose to take a photo of animals or plants and send it to the school office from July the 23rd to the 28th. The competition will be on the last Tuesday of July. The students who want to take part in the competition must send two photos, but only one will be chosen. The winners will receive an email message before the competition day. There will be three prizes. The third prize is a cap. The second prize is a t-shirt. And the winner of this year's competition will get a backpack. Remember to tell your family and friends that the photo exhibition will be on the fourth floor of the school. Now, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer all of them.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Monica and her friend Jonathan talking about a holiday.
Hi, Jonathan. So, the holidays are over. Back to school again.
I know, but I had a great one this year.
Where did you go?
Well, my mother loves Canada and Dad really wanted to visit Brazil, but we finally booked flights to the USA.
Lucky you. How long did you stay there?
We went in the first week of the holiday, on the 3rd of July, and came back on the 30th. We toured several places like Niagara Falls and New York, but the best was Yellowstone Park.
Wow! What's that like?
Well, it was really exciting. It's the oldest national park in the USA, and it's really big. At times, it was a bit scary too. We spent some nights at a campsite in the park. We were worried the bears might come at night. Anyway, we saw lots of wild birds, foxes, and a lot of other wild animals. We even saw a snake in a river, but it wasn't a dangerous one.
Did your brother enjoy the holiday?
Yes, he did, but he spent too much money on souvenirs. I only got a few. However, I didn't take enough photos. That was a mistake.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jonathan. So, the holidays are over. Back to school again.
I know, but I had a great one this year.
Where did you go?
Well, my mother loves Canada, and Dad really wanted to visit Brazil, but we finally booked flights to the USA.
Lucky you. How long did you stay there?
We went in the first week of the holiday, on the 3rd of July, and came back on the 30th. We toured several places like Niagara Falls and New York, but the best was Yellowstone Park.
Wow, what's that like?
Well, it was really exciting. It's the oldest national park in the USA, and it's really big. At times, it was a bit scary too. We spent some nights at a campsite in the park. We were worried the bears might come at night. Anyway, we saw lots of wild birds, foxes, and a lot of other wild animals. We even saw a snake in a river, but it wasn't a dangerous one.
Did your brother enjoy the holiday?
Yes, he did, but he spent too much money on souvenirs. I only got a few. However, I didn't take enough photos. That was a mistake.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a boy and a girl talking about an evening at the cinema. Why did the boy leave?
Hey, I didn't see you when the film ended yesterday. Where were you?
I asked the teacher if I could leave before the end.
Why? What happened? Was the film so bad?
That's not the reason I left. I had a terrible headache. The teacher phoned my mum and told her to pick me up from the cinema.
17.
Hey, I didn't see you when the film ended yesterday. Where were you?
I asked the teacher if I could leave before the end.
Why? What happened? Was the film so bad?
That's not the reason I left. I had a terrible headache. The teacher phoned my mum and told her to pick me up from the cinema.
17. You will hear two friends talking about a basketball match. Why was the girl unhappy about it?
Did you go to the basketball match yesterday?
Yes. It wasn't an exciting match, though.
Well, at least our team won. We didn't play so badly, especially your brother.
Yes, that's true. He played well until he fell over, and then he couldn't play anymore.
I hope his leg is better soon. We need him for the next match.
17.
Did you go to the basketball match yesterday?
Yes. It wasn't an exciting match, though.
Well, at least our team won. We didn't play so badly, especially your brother.
Yes, that's true. He played well until he fell over, and then he couldn't play anymore.
I hope his leg is better soon. We need him for the next match.
18. You will hear two friends talking about a book they've read. What do they agree about?
Have you finished the book the teacher gave us?
Yes, but it took me ages to read. I nearly didn't finish it.
I know, too many pages. I didn't really like it, to be honest. And then I didn't understand the ending.
Really? I guessed the ending right away. The story is pretty much the same as lots of others I've read.
17.
Have you finished the book the teacher gave us?
Yes, but it took me ages to read. I nearly didn't finish it.
I know, too many pages. I didn't really like it, to be honest. And then I didn't understand the ending.
Really? I guessed the ending right away. The story is pretty much the same as lots of others I've read.
19. You will hear two friends talking about a computer game. Why is the girl talking to the boy about it?
Hi, Rob. You know the computer game you lent me?
Sure. Do you have it with you?
I don't, actually. My sister saw it while I was putting it in my school bag. She took it to play it this afternoon. I know I had to give it back to you today, but can I keep it until Saturday?
Okay, but don't forget, please. I want to play it with my cousin when he comes on Sunday.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Rob. You know the computer game you lent me?
Sure. Do you have it with you?
I don't, actually. My sister saw it while I was putting it in my school bag. She took it to play it this afternoon. I know I had to give it back to you today, but can I keep it until Saturday?
Okay, but don't forget, please. I want to play it with my cousin when he comes on Sunday.
You will hear two friends talking about afternoon lessons. What is the boy learning to do?
How are the tennis lessons going?
Actually, I stopped a few weeks ago. I didn't really like it, so I changed to something I enjoy more.
I guess it's about chess.
Yes, right. You really know me. I'm not so interested in sport. I prefer things like reading, playing the guitar, or watching films. So, I decided to try chess.
Well, I think I'd prefer to learn a new sport. But of course, we're all different.
Now listen again.
How are the tennis lessons going?
Actually, I stopped a few weeks ago. I didn't really like it, so I changed to something I enjoy more.
I guess it's about chess.
Yes, right. You really know me. I'm not so interested in sport. I prefer things like reading, playing the guitar, or watching films. So, I decided to try chess.
Well, I think I'd prefer to learn a new sport. But of course, we're all different.
That is the end of part four. Part five. Now look at part five. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Sam talking to his father about school subjects. Which subject does each of his classmates like? How was school today, Sam?
Our German teacher got really angry this morning.
Why?
Well, nobody except Toby likes this subject. Every time the German teacher talks, all my classmates start chatting.
Really? Even you?
Well, you know, I'm not very keen on German. I prefer English.
What about Jessica? She spent some months in Germany, right?
Yes, she did. So now she says it's too easy for her and she gets bored. She has started Italian and she loves it.
Well, she's obviously good at languages.
Yes. Not like Marina, who is hopeless at English. She prefers doing maths exercises.
Your maths teacher will be pleased about that.
Her brother is different. He loves art. He's brilliant at drawing.
Who's this clever boy?
Oh, Dad, it's Henry. Don't you remember? He came here with his friend Colin a week ago. He's in my class too.
Oh, yes. He's a good football player. He must like PE best.
No, he's really into science and wants to be a scientist.
Now listen again. How was school today, Sam?
Our German teacher got really angry this morning.
Why?
Well, nobody except Toby likes this subject. Every time the German teacher talks, all my classmates start chatting.
Really? Even you?
Well, you know, I'm not very keen on German. I prefer English.
What about Jessica? She spent some months in Germany, right?
Yes, she did. So now she says it's too easy for her and she gets bored. She has started Italian and she loves it.
Well, she's obviously good at languages.
Yes. Not like Marina, who is hopeless at English. She prefers doing maths exercises.
Your maths teacher will be pleased about that.
Her brother is different. He loves art. He's brilliant at drawing.
Who's this clever boy?
Oh, Dad, it's Henry. Don't you remember? He came here with his friend Colin a week ago. He's in my class too.
Oh, yes. He's a good football player. He must like PE best.
No, he's really into science and wants to be a scientist.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.